Hey guys, it's Nikki Heaton, and you are listening to episode 6 of Nikki Unfiltered. This episode is called Heaven Through Hypnosis, and it's a little bit of a sneak peek into the type of work that I do, because you guys have been asking about it. So if you want to know more about this crazy type of hypnotherapy, which I'm sure you haven't heard of before, stick around. Hi, everybody. So this episode is going to be, it's really exciting for me because I absolutely love this shit. But it's going to be a little bit out there. And I know there's a lot of people who really can't wrap their head around this stuff. So just bear with me. Okay. So I've been getting asked more and more to talk about this work that I do. I don't really give a lot of details on it. I don't talk too much about it, just because I know people have a hard time wrapping their head around it. So basically, I have recently, well, not recently, over the past couple of years, I have been training and I became a certified hypnotherapist specializing in past life regression therapy and subconscious healing. So let me try to explain what that means. So I know when you think of hypnotherapist, you think of like, oh, like you're just going to have someone lay on your couch and you're going to put them in a trance and, you know, convince them to stop smoking or to not eat so much. And that is not the type of hypnotherapy that I do. What I do is much, much different. So to kind of put it in perspective, that type of hypnotherapy is technically the lightest stage of trance. And I know some people are like, hypnotherapy isn't real, but it actually is. It's science. To be hypnotized is just being in a certain brainwave state. So we have 4 brainwave states. All right. There's beta, alpha, theta, and delta. So beta is what you're in most of the day. Like beta is you're talking to people, you're communicating, you're learning, you're interacting, like your brain is working, you're thinking consciously, like that's beta. Drop down one level, that's alpha. Think of alpha like when, say, you're taking a walk through the forest and you stop and smell the roses and you're like, oh, everything's so beautiful, I love this, oh, the colors, this and that. You're in somewhat of a hypnotic state. You're also an alpha when, like, you know, when you're watching a TV show and you're like completely engrossed in this TV show and like you are enmeshed with these characters and the storyline and your heart's beating and like you're in it. And like, there could be a whole bunch of shit going on around you and you don't even care. Like, you're in alpha. It's the lightest state of trance. And that's what most hypnotherapists work in. Like, you know, those people who are like 1, 2, 3 and they snap their fingers and like they tell you to act like a dog. Like that's the lightest stage of trance. Okay. So one level under that, that's theta. That's the level that I work in. It's the deepest state of trance. You're only in theta twice a day. When you're awake, about to fall asleep at night. And when you're asleep, about to wake up. It's those in-between moments where you're not quite awake, not quite asleep. That's theta. And that's the state that I work in. One level deeper, that's delta. You're asleep. So when people say like hypnosis isn't real, like, yeah, it is. And it can be measured by brainwave states. So I do not hypnotize people to stop smoking or, you know, get over phobias. I specialize in past life regression therapy, which is kind of a hard concept for people to wrap their heads around. And I don't blame you. I know people say like, oh, past lives are bullshit, reincarnation isn't real. And I do not blame you, because 6 years ago, I didn't really believe it was a real thing. I think I touched on this in one of my earlier podcasts, the one on karma with my mom. And, you know, growing up, I grew up in a religious structure and, I just believed what I was told. And what I was told was, you know, you come from heaven, you come down here, you get one shot, if you're good, you go to heaven. If you're bad, you go to hell. And then I just accepted that, because why wouldn't I? I think that's what most people accept, because that's what we're taught. And then as I, you know, go on in my life and I'm evolving and I'm learning all these things. I was introduced to this different way of thinking. And the reason I initially got into this is not because of the past life part. I saw this type of therapy being done and I saw the clients and I saw what was happening during therapy. And these people were being healed. And I'm talking about really healed, not just getting over a phobia, not just being tricked into losing weight. These people were going to these therapists with these chronic illnesses, these ailments that doctors said, you know what, there's nothing else that we can do. And they were being healed. I've seen hundreds of cases of live hypnosis sessions of people walking in, like on the verge of being in hospice. And when they walk out, they're fine. People going in with cancer and coming out and it's gone, and they had the documentation to prove it. And I'm like, how is this possible? Like, what is this? I don't know what it is. I've never heard of it, but I'm going to learn how to do this. And that's the subconscious healing part of it. So to go back, what is past life regression therapy? So it's the understanding that this is not our first time on Earth. We don't just get one shot. A lot of people believe that we have many, many, many lives. You know, it's still us. It's still our spirit. It's our soul. But they believe that our soul has had many encounters, and not just one or two, hundreds, thousands of past lives. I mean, have you ever thought it was weird? Like when you meet someone and you're like, I feel like I know you. Like, I feel like I've met you before. Or you meet someone and you have that instant soul connection, or you fall in love at first sight and it doesn't make any sense, but you just know, because you can feel it in your soul. You can feel it in your spirit that you know this person. It's because you did. You probably had many past lives with them. And there's so, I can go on and on and on, but I don't want to go too deep into it this time, because I feel like I should just keep this nice and light and easy. So the past life regression therapy part of what I do is basically people come in, and the people who usually are seeking this type of therapy, it's because no one else can help them. They've been to the doctors and the doctors say, oh, well, it's all that we can do. They've been to therapy and therapy isn't helping. They've done all of the self-help, self-care, and it's just not working. So people come to me and to our practitioners pretty much out of options. Like this is the last ditch effort to fix whatever it is that they need fixing. So a lot of the time when there's, you know, an illness or an ailment that the doctors can't fix, or something that is just innately wrong with them emotionally or psychologically that really has no rhyme or reason, a lot of the time it can be attached or because of something that happened in a past life. So let me give you an example. There was this one client, and she had the worst skin condition. Like, I'm talking head to toe, just like not psoriasis, not eczema, because none of the medications would work for either of those, but just her skin was like covered in these horrible rashes, like welts, and just absolutely horrible. Like, she couldn't live life properly. And the doctors were like, we've tried everything. She did it. She did every medication, every topical, elimination diets. Like, they couldn't help her and they couldn't figure out what was wrong. And she said, like, it feels like my skin is on fire. Like, it's always on fire. So she does this type of therapy and she goes into a past life. And guess what the past life is? She was a woman in the 1600s who was into herbalism and, you know, channeling and spiritualism. And she was persecuted as a witch. And when we moved her to the death scene, she was burned alive at the stake. And part of this therapy is you have to walk through that death scene. You have to go through the death. You don't have to, you know, feel the sensation of being burned alive, but you have to be there as a witness and you have to see what happened and then go to the other side of it. Because once you go through it, you can heal from it. So this wasn't my client, by the way. So she moved through the death scene and went on with the rest of the therapy and, you know, wakes up and immediately the rashes all over her body are already starting to fade. 3 days later, her skin is completely clear. So that's what I mean when I'm saying that an ailment or an illness you might have in this life might not be from this life. It could be from something in the past. Another one is, I think I touched on it in my other podcast when I did this therapy on my mom. My whole life, she's had this weird thing where all of a sudden she just starts choking, like out of nowhere. She isn't drinking anything. She isn't eating anything. A lot of the time she wasn't even talking. All of a sudden she'll start to choke. And me, at 5 years old, knew how to give my mom the Heimlich, and no one else did. Like, I had to save her life so many times because she would randomly start to choke. And the doctors are like, I don't know. You must have a really small windpipe, I guess. So there's nothing we can do. Just try not to die. And, you know, she just lived with it. And, like, she's had this issue for, like, at least 20 years. And I did the therapy on her, and we went to a past life where she was a little girl who ended up drowning. And after we moved through the death scene, which was horrible, she literally was laying on the couch next to me and she started like choking because she was drowning and I had to calm her down and let her know that she didn't have to feel it. And after she moved through it and we did the rest of the healing, she woke up and she hasn't choked since. So that issue, it couldn't be fixed by doctors because it didn't come from... It didn't have an earthly reason. It was from a past life. So that's why we do past life regression hypnosis. It isn't just because, wouldn't it be fun to go through our Akashic records and just know our soul's history? Like, sure, that you can do that too. But the reason is because you can be healed by a lot of things through that type of therapy. Okay, so the next part, after every past life regression, we move on to subconscious healing. And subconscious is just another term for your spirit. And that was the coolest part for me is, holy shit, how is this possible? There's a type of therapy where I can put you in a trance and I can talk directly to your spirit. Like, what? How? I need to learn how to do that. And I'm telling you guys, this is the craziest shit. Like, I've been around. I've seen a lot of shit. I've done a lot of shit. This is the coolest thing I've ever witnessed. I can put someone into a trance and I can ask to speak to their subconscious. I can ask to speak to their spirit. And a lot of the time they'll start speaking in a different voice. They'll have a different vernacular. They'll have a different cadence. Like everything about it is completely different. A lot of the time they sound similar. And when they speak, they refer to themselves a lot of the time as we. They don't say I, they say we. And that's also, I feel like, is so cool. But the reason we do this is not only to get answers about like divine matters and things that we couldn't possibly understand on an earthly level. It's because the subconscious can also heal anything. And I'm talking about anything. The only two things that we can't deal with in this type of hypnosis is dementia and schizophrenia. And we're told that we can't heal those things because it's believed that dementia is something that the spirit actually chooses to go through. It's a way, wish I could explain it better. It's a way for that person to leave their body in a way that is almost preparing the people around them. So a better way to explain it, like say a person is nearing the end of their life and they're comfortable with that. They are ready to leave, but perhaps they know that the people around them aren't ready to let them leave. So dementia to the spirit is almost like an in-between period of getting the people around them ready by disconnecting in a slower way. And I feel like there's still more that we need to learn about it, but that's the best that, you know, we've come up with after talking to the subconscious is they choose to do that to kind of lessen the blow and slow down that in-between period. And then schizophrenia, we can't treat because we can't actually get in contact with the subconscious because of, you know, that mental issue. But everything other than that can be healed through subconscious healing. Let me try to think of the best example, like the thing that blew my mind. One of the first cases I ever studied, and these are all like documented, like there's videos of it. There's documentation of the illness beforehand, like doctor's records, everything. So this is all proven. Like you can look this shit up. It's all proven. There was a woman who came in and she could not walk. She was on crutches and like she literally could not walk. And it was because of issues with her knees where over time the cartilage had literally disintegrated. And so it was like bone rubbing on bone, like the cartilage was gone. And she went to doctors and doctors were like, I'm sorry, like there's nothing you can really do once the cartilage is gone. Like your body can't regrow cartilage. Like there's other things we can try, this and that, but like once the cartilage is gone, it's just gone. And this woman was in so much pain on so many like medications and she just couldn't do it anymore. So she came to this type of healing. And during the subconscious healing part, they contacted her subconscious and they asked for her knee to be healed. And at first the subconscious can give you a little bit of kickback. They can be like, well, in this case, they were like, oh, well, you know, we did a whole scan of her body and obviously her cartilage is gone and it's causing her an immense amount of pain. But yeah, the cartilage is gone. So like, what do you want us to do? And the hypnotherapist was like, well, heal it. And her subconscious said, well, I mean, it's gone. It's not something that we can just like mend because the cartilage is actually gone. Like, I don't think there's anything that we can do. And the hypnotherapist was like, actually, I know that you can do anything. I know that the spirit is capable of healing anything. So can you please heal her knee? And the subconscious was like, all right, but it's going to take a little bit of time. It's not going to be easy to regrow cartilage. We have to pull from the rest of her body and it's going to take time. It's going to take, I think they said like 6 to 9 months for it to be completely healed. But, you know, after some pushback, they were like, okay, we're doing it. And this woman got out of therapy and it was about 6 months later where she went back to her doctors and said, I want you to take an x-ray of my knee. I want you to do the proper scans, whatever it is. And they were like, I don't know why you want us to do this, but okay. And they do the scans and the doctors come back in and they're like, what the fuck? What did you do? How did you do this? What did you do? And she was like, what? And they're like, the cartilage grew back. But that's impossible. It's physically impossible. It's scientifically impossible. Like you can't regrow cartilage. That's not how it works. And they're like, what did you do? And she was like, well, I did QHHT. Like that's what happened. And it's shit like that where, and this is just like a very, very, mild example. Like I've seen shit that you would not believe, and that's what really sparked it in me, as I was like, I need to know how to do this type of therapy. And I know that there's still like a lot of skeptics out there, but you can go and like research it and see like what has been done and like what this type of therapy can do. But that, like, after I saw all of that, I was like, yeah, I have to learn how to do this. So I did, and I'm certified, and I've done a lot of hypnosis sessions. And everyone keeps asking me to talk more about it, to, you know, walk you through a real hypnosis session. And I didn't want to just jump into it full force because it is a lot and it's very long. Like an average session length is about 4 hours. So yeah, it's like a real intensive thing. So I did a hypnosis session on my mom the other night. And the whole reasoning behind it is because after we did that episode about haunted houses or ghost stories, and she went to that haunted house and she had such a weird experience and she felt like she belonged there. One of my friends listened to it and they were like, Nikki. And I was like, what? And they're like, oh my God, what if your mom felt such a connection to that house and that guy. Like, what if she was his lover in a past life and lived in that house or was connected to him? Like, what if? And I was like, oh my God, we have to find out. So I'm like, Mom, lay down. We're doing hypnosis. And what's cool about it is that you can kind of, to an extent, like choose where you're going to go in a past life. Like I've had people set the intention that instead of going to a past life, they want to go directly to heaven. They want to go explore the gardens and the kingdoms and maybe talk to a loved one. You can kind of choose by setting the intention before you go into trance. So I was like, Mom, set the intention that you're going to go back to the time of World War II. And then if you were that woman, we can find out about your life and find out that if, you know, you did have a connection with this guy and find out why he's haunting that place, like, let's do it. Let's do it. So she set the intention and we started the past life regression. And, you know, joke's on me. She wasn't that lady. She had no connection to that guy at all, which was, I mean, it was high hopes in the first place. So, but she did set the intention to go back to a past life if she had one around World War II, which she did. But it was the most god-awful, boring past life I've ever heard in my entire life. Like, I was sitting there like, oh my God, please tell me something interesting happens in this life. She was like a Red Cross nurse, and her name was Bree. And, you know, she fell in love with this guy while she was working for the Red Cross. And then he had to go to war and she like waited for him for over a year. And she was just like, I'm waiting by the ships and I'm watching the ships coming in and he's never on them. And I'm like, oh, just get on with it. Oh, tell me something interesting. And like, you know, eventually she got on a ship and went somewhere and she found that guy and his name was Gabe and they lived happily ever after and had two babies and, you know, lived a nice, long, boring life. And I was like, oh my God, thank God it's over. But here's where the interesting part comes in. So like I told you, the most important part of the past life regression is you have to move through the death scene. Because that death can be impactful to this life. So usually, most of the time, when we get to this part, we technically move them to the last day of their life. And then they kind of walk through it. And then if it's a painful death, they get to kind of step outside and witness it, like from an aerial view. And that's usually how it goes. The person dies and all of a sudden they're standing above their body and they're like, oh my God, I'm dead. And then we get to ask them like, what was the lesson of that life? And what was the purpose of that life? And then that part's over. And then we can move to the subconscious healing. But my mom didn't do that. She walked through every single moment of her death. And she saw the light and described what it was like to not only go through the death, but see the lights of heaven and actually go there. And I thought, what a cool way to ease people into this, because, you know, whether you're spiritual or not, whether you're religious or not, I feel like most people have a lot of fear and uncertainty when it comes to death. Even if we tell ourselves, oh, I have faith, I'm accepting. Like most people are a little bit fearful of death because we don't know for sure what happens. And I thought it'd be really, really cool to show people this and maybe give you a little bit of certainty and a little bit of peace, because what she described was pretty incredible. So I'm going to play you the real recording of her past life death and how she moved through it. So what you're about to hear is 100% real. This is me on the couch with my mom doing her therapy. I hope you guys like this. Now, I want you to leave that scene and let's move forward to an important day. A day that you consider to be important when something is happening. We have gone forward to the last day of your life in this lifetime we are watching? What is happening and what do you see?
Dark street lights. Raining. Going someplace, but it's raining so hard and the lights are blurry. It's pouring with rain. I can't see.
Are you alone?
No. I have two people with me. A young man and a young woman.
Who are they?
They're my children. Grown up. It's very difficult to see.
Where are they taking you?
I don't know.
What happens next?
Everything's going dark. Lights are fading. It's all of a sudden very quiet. It's peaceful, but it's quiet. All you can hear is the rain. You can't see anything. You can't hear anything. Just the rain.
And then what happens?
Nothing. Just quiet. It seems like there's an approaching light. It's getting brighter and bigger and wider. Very, very bright. Filling everything. It's just white. So bright. Just brightness, whiteness. Soft. Peacefulness. Anything, it's just very bright. It doesn't hurt to look into it, but it's as bright as the sun 1,000 times. Just bright light. And people are coming forward out of the light. Many people are coming forward out of the light.
Do you recognize them?
Towards me. I know all of them. And their arms are open and my arms are open and I'm walking towards them. I know all of them. I don't know how I know them, but coming to embrace me in the light.
And what happens next?
Soft. Soft music. Gentle tides, soft wind, beautiful colors. It's like forever spring, flowers and just beauty everywhere. Dressed in white, and children are playing, and people are laughing.
What else do you see?
I see Gabe,
your husband,
and he's young. Everybody seems young, but there's children. Nobody seems old or sick. Everybody's light. in white. And nobody's wearing shoes. I think I've met Gabe in heaven. I think all these people are my family.
What does it look like there?
It's beautiful. It's rain and stars and sun and the softest, gentlest rain and waterfalls and butterflies and birds and colors and soft grass and rolling hills and beautiful. Everything's just beautiful. And everything's peaceful and there's just beautiful. It's like there's diamonds in the air and diamonds in the water and everything sparkles. And behind me there's a tunnel. It's the only dark thing that there is a tunnel. And way in the distance is a car. There's bright lights and rain. Something happens and all of a sudden everything turns white. There's an accident.
That's how you died, in a car accident?
Yeah.
Were your children hurt or just you?
Just me.
And now you're in heaven.
Now I'm in a nice place. Think it's heaven.
So what do you do now?
We work and we wait.
Wait for what?
For the rest of the people to come. Children, my grandchildren that I haven't seen, their children. It's generations and generations, as far back as you can imagine, all the people I've ever known. I didn't know. They're all there. So many people, so much space. So beautiful.
Every life has a lesson and a purpose. As you look back at that life, what did you learn from it?
It ends, continues in stages, and it goes on forever and ever and ever. Never ever ends.
What do you think was the purpose of that lifetime?
Just to be. To help and to bring them along and to follow them and to make the path for them. So it'll be easy for them to follow.
For who to follow?
Everybody. Children and their children and their children. You have to have that path. It doesn't have to be so confusing.
Where are you now?
In the light.
Are you still in heaven?
I think so.
Is there anyone you'd like to speak to there?
Oh, I'm speaking to all of them. But it's strange because the words really aren't necessary. It's more like thoughts, and understanding their thoughts, them understanding my thoughts, is, it's just understanding. Is it looks like it's hard to explain. It's almost like you can look through a looking glass and see the people who are still, who haven't come yet. It's a little hazy, but you can see. Can see your families of the future that you left behind.
What do you see when you look through the glass?
It's like a ball of glass with golds and silvers, and you can't see exactly, but you see your family, you see the people that you loved, and you can watch over them. So you're never lonely for them. You can see them all the time. And you know that you'll see them soon. But you can see what they're doing. You can see them living their lives. You can't change any of it. I'm tired now.
So after this part of the therapy, she was getting tired because it was really late at night. So I quickly moved her on to her subconscious part of the healing. And that to me was the most interesting part of the whole session because, she gave some insight and told me a lot of things that I like kind of blew my mind, but it's, some personal stuff. So I cannot include that here, but, perhaps if you guys are really interested in this and if you liked this, I would be totally open and willing to doing an episode of a complete hypnosis session, including the subconscious healing. And maybe if you guys, you know, go to my Instagram and DM me and tell me some things you want to know, like I can ask her subconscious certain things just about existence, about heaven, about past lives, about whatever it is. I think that could be really cool. So if you guys are interested in doing that, let me know, reach out to me. You know where to find me. And I really hope you enjoyed this. See you next time.